New research shows a significant percentage of both homeowners and renters in Texas are struggling to pay for housing despite the state's reputation as an affordable place to live. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas is studying the issue, and community analyst Emily Ryder Perlmutter joins us now to talk about why affordable housing is tough to come by. Emily Ryder Perlmutter, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
This report says a third of all Texas households and about a half of renters in the state are cost burdened. What does that mean?
Anyone who's cost burdened is putting more than 30% of their income towards housing costs, and that includes utilities as well.
Research shows the median sales price of a home in Texas has increased pretty dramatically in the last 15 years. Has income kept pace with that?
Income, unfortunately, has absolutely not kept pace. So the median sales price of a house has actually increased about 75% since 2000. Meanwhile, household incomes across the country, in fact, have only gone up about 30%.
When someone is spending more of their paycheck than they should be on rent or a mortgage, what are some of the typical consequences?
So when someone is putting too much of their budget towards housing costs, it really leaves them very little room for saving. This can be really asset depleting, and we know that asset poverty is a huge issue for North Texas and the state as a whole. You're also going to have to make some tough choices about your budget. That can include moving out farther from where you work, compromising on important issues such as school districts. When people are really strapped and their budgets really have no room in them, they absolutely have to make some pretty tough calls. So skipping medication for a month that they otherwise might need, not paying the electricity bill and just kind of hoping that it won't get cut off.
When too many homeowners and renters are cost burdened, that usually indicates a lack of affordable housing. Why exactly is that?
That basically means that the area's home prices are really not accessible for moderate income people in that area. And when we think about affordable housing as a kind of a capital A, capital H affordable housing, we tend to think about people in subsidized units who are very low income. And what we've been finding is that increasingly that's just not the case. It's really expanded into the middle class quite a bit. It's people who are working in a certain community, and those can be teachers, people in the service industry, are not able to actually access the homes in that region.
So let's look at North Texas specifically. Why isn't there enough affordable housing here?
Developers in North Texas were more likely to report an issue with community opposition. That means that basically when you're trying to apply for some federal monies and some federal programs to develop affordable units, you have to typically get a letter of support from your state representative. And in order to do that, you typically would have to go to homeownership association groups, to school districts, to get buy-in and letters of support from those groups. And what developers are saying in the North Texas region is that people, on average, have a very, very negative view of affordable housing, and they really are concerned with what that means for their property values or for their school systems. So developers are saying in North Texas, primarily, people really lack an understanding of some of the benefits that could come from preserving affordability.
Why is this issue so pressing?
Obviously, it's important for the individual family who is struggling to find housing, but it goes beyond that. When people can't afford to live in the community that they work in, when they are moving to a different area and not engaging in the place where they do business, it's really not an ideal setup for creating inclusive, vibrant, and diverse communities. And when people are forced to relocate much farther out, it really increases the traffic, the congestion, the commuting times, and really taxes our infrastructure.
Emily Ryder Perlmutter, thanks so much.
Thank you.